Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnstone across, Johnstone in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks looks, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peter Wynn Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much, Josh Y. We do appreciate it. And, boy, we're excited. Michigan Tech hockey over the weekend with a sweep against Northern Michigan. And Coach Pearson is in our studio ready to talk hockey for the next 60 minutes here on Mix 93. Congratulations, Coach, on a great couple of wins against our arch rivals, Northern Michigan.
Thank you, Dirk. Anytime you can beat Northern Michigan, it always feels good. And to beat them twice on a weekend feels even better. So really proud of our guys. Put in a good solid back or bounce back weekend, especially after the struggles we had with Alaska the weekend before. So it was an important weekend for us, and I'd give our team a lot of credit and our guys a lot of credit for refocusing and having a great weekend.
You know, great win on Friday night. We score a lot of goals, but Saturday's win for some reason felt better to me because we struggle so mightily in that building, and we struggled again, yet we got a phenomenal performance by Phoenix Copley to help us win that game.
Well, we needed one of those. All year we've run into some hot goaltenders and outshot some teams pretty badly and outchanced them and came away pretty frustrated. So it was good that we finally had a weekend or a game where our goalie stole one for us, and I use the word steal, but, he had a great effort. You know, he made the saves he should and took his chances on the tough ones. And overall, I thought it was a good team effort. And like you say, it's a satisfying win because of how it all transpired, because of the penalties, because of the, being on the road, because of the importance of the points, just everything, the Northern Michigan rivalry, any way you can spin it, it was a very satisfying bus ride home, I'll tell you
and
that.
I know you were very impressed on Friday night with our fans because it was awful weather, and yet we had an attendance of over 3,000 people there.
I give the fans all the credit for helping us to win that game on Friday night. The building was electric between the students who were there early and then the community who filed in. I mean, that's a night where you could just say, you know what, we're going to stay home. But that's what I love about the Copper Country is, people don't get discouraged or let the weather get in the way. We thrive in the weather, and I loved it. The crowd was fantastic, and I take my hat off to them, and I know our team was really appreciative. It's senior night. There's so many things going on that night and playing Northern, and it was on TV. You could have just stayed home and watched it on TV6. But no question, we fed off our fans. And I really want to thank them for not only Friday night, but the whole year for supporting our team. And, we've had some ups and downs a little bit. But they've hung in there and they've really supported us. And I think Friday was a true testament of how this community is and what a great hockey community it is. And I just can't thank them enough for coming out and supporting the team.
And how about the atmosphere down at Northern? 3,900 people in that building, they were rocking.
Well, they were. I mean, and that's why it's going to be, this rivalry is only going to get better, especially when you play them now four times a year. We get to see them twice in here, and we go down there twice. I know Walt made the comment, Walt Kyle, their coach, that he'd like to play six times if we could. I'm not sure about that, but as our program improves, as we continue to get better, it'll even become a stronger rivalry because they've got a good team, and they've had a good track record since Walt's been there. So this rivalry is just going to flourish. But they had a great crowd. They had a great crowd. That's the loudest I've seen it in there in a long time. Right from the get-go, they were behind their team, and I know that was important for their team too. So good hockey week, good weekend of hockey.
Well, let's start with Friday night's contest at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. And Coach, I wanted you to lay out what happened on this first goal by Reed Seckel just 34 seconds into the first period.
Yeah, you know, we had a turnover in the neutral zone, and you know, and then we had a bad read. We had enough players back checking and covering, but one of our players got beat a little bit to the outside. One of our defensemen got beat to the outside, so the other defenseman had to shift over to take that player, and we let Seckel go right down the middle. And we had a forward there with him, but both our weak side defenseman and their forward weren't sure who was going to take which guy. So there's a communication breakdown, and obviously an easy goal for Reed Seckel.
So were you thinking at that point,
oh shoot,
we're okay?
No. The first minute of the game. You got a lot of hockey left. So, is there somewhere in the back of your mind, oh no, here we go again? You know, sure there is. But knowing our team and knowing what a good week of practice we had and how anxious they were to play, that I knew we'd be fine. We just had to get our feet under us, get some momentum going.
Well, it was a while until we scored. It was late in the period. It came at a great time because it was on the power play. It was late in the period, tying it up 1-1. What did you think about the period overall in which we outshot them 11-6?
I thought we had a good period. I mean, we're ready to play, but like I said, anytime you give up a goal that early in the game, it right away puts you on your heels a little bit, and like we talk about, it gives the other team momentum and gave them some momentum. Having said that, though, as the period wore on, you could see the momentum shifting, and we started to play our game.
All right, well, the goal comes at the 18:37 mark of the first period. David Johnstone on the power play.
Wraps it around for David Johnstone. Johnstone, good patience along the wall. Being guarded there. Back to the point now for Shane Hanna. He'll slide to the middle. Over for Johnstone. His shot, it got through. Save made. Clearing attempt denied by the Huskies. One-timer. This one wide. Wrapped around for Patan, who holds it in for Hanna. Hanna again. Shot. Score!
Well, you look at that goal, and great, opportunities there, and never gave up the puck, which was great.
Well, and David had two shots prior to that. I mean, he was open, and David's in a spot where he can one-time that puck, and he shoots it as well as anybody on our team. And obviously, I think the first one got through, the goalie made the save. Second one, he missed the net. Two keys, or three keys, really, on that is we kept the puck in after both the missed shots. And obviously, Reed Sturrels did a great job in front of the net, especially when on the goal, and then Shane Hanna, I give him a ton of credit. Sometimes, it's not just the shot; it's the pass. It's the pass to the shooter and putting it in a position that he can shoot it. And it's not as easy as you think it is. I mean, there's a lot going on. So Shane Hanna has done a real good job with David. They have some chemistry, and he put that in David's wheelhouse, and David made no mistake.
You know, just watching the replay of it, and you're right, and that has to be a one-timer, or it doesn't work properly.
Right. No, everything shuts down. If you have to hold the puck in that situation, it gives their team an opportunity to get in position, gives the goalie a chance to get over. You have to one-time that. That's what you're trying to do. Is you're catching people. And another key to that is where you're moving the puck from. If Shane Hanna is standing in the middle of the ice, right in the middle of the ice, and you pass it over to David Johnson over on the flank, you're only passing it, that's a short pass. So the goalie doesn't have to move very far. He just has to go from the middle of the net, shuffle a little bit over to his right, and he's in position. If you get closer to the opposite side of the net now, if you move further and further away from David Johnson, the longer that pass is, the further the goalie has to move. And that's a key. Shane, we're working with Shane on that, not just to cut the ice in half, but sort of spread that ice so the goaltender and their players have to shift and move quite a bit. So, and Reed Sturrels does a great job in front of the net. When you watch the goal,
he's right in front of the goalie.
Goalie can't see it, and you have to, like I said, you have to be tough kid to stand in front of that net, because that puck's coming over 100 miles an hour, and you're standing in front of that net, and sometimes these guys one time it, and they have no idea where it's going. So to stand in front, you got to be. You know, you got to be tough. And Reed does and he thrives in that role, and he does a great job.
David's been very successful, especially recently, on that play. When he's shooting that puck, Coach, is he shooting it to a specific area of the net? Or